34 years ago, I was given a little book written by an Anglican missionary in China named A. G. Lee. The book was entitled A Soul with a Sword. And in that book, he wrote about one of the attributes of God that he had discovered that is rarely talked about among theologians, and as a matter of fact, could be misunderstood. He wrote about the fact that God is a servant. Let me quote what he said. The fact is that God himself is a servant. God is love means that God is a servant. He lives to serve, and he has been serving men right down through the ages. Bethlehem and Calvary are not isolated efforts on God's part. They simply form the greatest manifestations in time of something fundamental and eternal in God's character. Something so wonderful and beautiful that at times I can think of nothing else. God, in the very foundations of his being, is a servant. And so, by serving, we put ourselves in tune with him. The music of service strikes deep chords in the heart of God, which vibrate in union with him. To tap these mighty resources, we must have the heart of a servant and see in a servant God our highest ideal. Christian, the scriptures are alive with the message of servanthood. In Numbers chapter 14, the children of Israel thought they were going to starve in the Sinai desert, and they shook their fist in the face of God, accusing him of laying a plot to murder them. Through it all, God was patiently silent. But then this angry mob turned on their leaders, Moses and Aaron, to stone them. Now that was a different matter. In a split second, God took action to protect these men. In all the blasphemy and accusations against himself, God did absolutely nothing. But the instant his spokesmen were in danger, God rushed to their defense. Now picture our American political scene. We are impressed when a presidential candidate carries his own briefcase. We figure he is too involved in great matters to be bothered. But what if he should stop the whole entourage on the way to the White House and help a child with a broken tricycle? Now that's how God is, even though he is in charge of the whole universe and has all power to do whatever he wants, yet he cares about one little child in trouble. When you and I go to him with a need, he is ready to stoop down and help us. 1 Peter 5:7 talks about casting all our cares upon him because he cares for us. That's the servant heart of God. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.